what a great year last year was, and of course making to a state meet with an eighth place finish. You've got, I think, pretty much all those kids back, and I'm sure even better. Those guys have worked on their game. You've had some nice weather to deal with, so you guys are pumped up for that first meet, aren't you?
We're pretty excited. Yeah. You mentioned it. We brought everybody back that golfed at state last year. They've all put in a lot of time over the summer, so we've had really good weather to start the year. Can't complain, but then, of course, it's the Cambridge meet, and the weather changes to about mid-30s for next week, so that's pretty par for the course.
Yeah, you got to get your guys and tell them that, hey, it's not going to be all 70s and nice weather. You're going to get some cold weather, and golfers, you know, got to deal with it. Some little moisture, a lot of windy conditions. You got to get used to it, don't you?
Yeah, they'll have to get used to it real fast. We haven't had to adjust for practice because it's been 60s and 70s the last 2 weeks, but they've got their winter gear, their stocking caps, and their coats ready, so we'll be there on Wednesday.
How are the numbers? Did you get a few more out this year, freshmen to the senior class?
We actually have a smaller group. We've got 7 out, but they're all back. We didn't end up with any freshmen, but that freshman class here is pretty small, so I didn't really expect any to be out. We'll have a few freshmen out next year to build that back up, but we have 4 seniors, a junior, and 2 sophomores this year.
Talk about the kids coming back. All these guys experienced from a state tournament run last year, and you're expecting those scores to hopefully lower some of those scores from last year to this year.
Yeah, we got pretty high expectations. Braden Melchert was the RPAC conference champion as a freshman, and Jack Baker got runner-up for that meet, so we won that as a team. And then Ashton Johnson signed with York College this offseason, and those 3 should give us a pretty good top of the lineup. And then Darren Neben, Mason Schilke, Wade Hodges, and David Beasley will be battling for that 4-5 spot. And all of them are putting in scores in the mid-90s right now to high 80s. So we should be pretty competitive, I think, individual and team-wise.
And Ashton signing with York, that's tremendous. Gosh, has Hitchcock County ever had, is this the first, to having a high school kid going on to play college golf? Has it happened before?
We had Darian Hutto sign my second year at Hitchcock County. So Ashton's actually the second one to go. And then hopefully Jack and Braden, if that's what they decide they want to do, they'll have some of those opportunities, I think. Their game is really strong and translates really well to what the college level would be. And I think they'll be pretty successful too.
Your schedule pretty much remain the same. Any different meets you're going to be attending this year?
No, we geographically it's pretty tough to get into anything new, and everything is usually full. So we have the exact same schedule that we had last year. The only difference is we'll probably take a varsity team to Perkins County instead of one of the Curtis meets that we normally just take a JV group to.
And Perkins was the team right ahead of you at state last year, so I'm not for sure if they have a lot of kids back, but that could be one of your tougher teams you'll face this year.
They have that Hanson kid back. He's pretty good, but they also went up to Class C this year, so we won't have to see them at districts or down at state, so that's kind of nice to get one of those out of the way.
All those other teams, the Penders, Overtons, Loomises, Humphrey, St. Francis teams that were ahead of you at the state, did they have, or are they senior dominant, or do they have a lot of kids coming back as well?
Pender went up to Class C as well. Overton will be really good again. They didn't lose a whole lot, and Southern Valley's tough every single year. Coach Epp does a great job with those guys. And Loomis, I think, with the Billiter kid now at Southwest, I'm not quite sure what to make out of those guys, but it's always tough. The same program, same teams are usually pretty consistent year after year.
So when it comes to the RPAC conference teams like that, you're going to be in the thick of things. You said Southern Valley, Coach Calvert at Cambridge. I know, talking to him the other day, got not bad numbers this year. So those will be some teams battling your team when it comes to conference time.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Dundee County is another one to watch out for. They should be returning quite a few kids too, so they're on our radar. I mean, it's kind of fun to be the hunted this year instead of trying to get that first conference championship. So we're looking forward to it.